American soundtrack. Hit songwriters Billy Montana and David Toliver's Small Town Anthem sounds like America captures her character for the 250th. By John Kahn on July 7, 2026. It's impossible to celebrate America's 250th birthday without acknowledging the importance of the arts, culture and storytelling. As part of Breitbart's special ongoing coverage for the 250, we reached out to some of Nashville's most talented songwriters and artists and asked them to write original songs that reflect how they feel about America. The acoustic performances you will see mark the first time these songs have been heard by anyone and the first time they have been performed by their respective writers-artists. We are proud to present our readers with what we are calling American Soundtrack. Several months ago, we were so moved by a song that we featured it on Breitbart News, When the Kingdom Comes by Lee Brice. Brice talked to us in an exclusive interview about the writing process, but more specifically he talked to us about one of the co-writers, Billy Montana. A faith mentor and a poet, that's how Brice described him. In fact, that's pretty much how so many in Nashville would characterize the New York native, who in 1989, moved to Nashville to focus on songwriting. That focus turned into 5 number one singles including Garth Brooks's More Than a Memory, Lee Brice's Hard to Love and Memory I Don't Mess With, Sarah Evans' Suds in a Bucket, and Joe DiMassina's Bring on the Rain. And what's more, Montana's songs have been recorded by the likes of Jason Aldean, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, Emmylou Harris, Leanne Womack, Kenny Rogers, Sister Hazel and so many others. For Breitbart's American Soundtrack, Montana teamed up with another amazing songwriter, David Toliver, who is also a crazy talented singer and half of the country rock duo Halfway to Hazard, which was nominated for Duo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music, earning them touring slots with Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Jason Aldean. As a writer, Toliver's songs have been recorded by Tim McGraw, Chris Young, Brantley Gilbert, Jared Neiman, Wynonna Judd, and Edwin McCain. That latter joined Toliver and Lee Brice on the recent release Miyagi, an epic musical tribute to a truly American story, The Karate Kid. We highly recommend you give it a listen. Speaking of American stories, Montana described how he and Toliver developed their original song Sounds Like America to honor America's 250th. Montana, who lives in Nolensville, Tennessee, drew inspiration from the whole community getting together annually to celebrate July 4th in typical small-town America fashion. With this song, we kind of wanted to do that double entendre thing on the sounds of America, but also man, that sounds like America. From the very first bar, with Montana blasting away at the harmonica while strumming his guitar, the listener can hear and feel small-town America and all her character. There is no question that Sounds Like America does just that, it sounds like America. Follow Billy Montana on Instagram. Follow David Toliver on Instagram. Sounds Like America. Written by Billy Montana, David Toliver. Performed by Billy Montana. Blanket on the Ground. Hot Summer Night. Whole Town Around. 4th of July. Reds and Whites and Blues Explode in the Sky. High School Band Lights Up a Song. We all know the words so we all sing along. God Shed His Grace on Me. The Truth Marches On. Sounds Like America. Sounds like the way it's supposed to be. Sounds like America. Sounds like America to me. It's doing what's right. It's lending a hand. It's taking a stranger and making a friend. This land is my land and it's your land. Sounds like America. Sounds like the way it's supposed to be. Sounds like America. Sounds like America to me. The highway roar of 18 wheels. A church bell cross a green cornfield. Deserts and canyons, glass and steel. The eagle flies and always will. Sounds like America. Sounds like the way it's supposed to be. Sounds like America. Sounds like America to me.